Though the bar sort of has taken things over.
Peter, you can't serve booze.
It's okay, I'm serving food as well.
Peter, you're breaking the law.
Best damn street sale I've ever been to.
Peter, someone's passed out on the sofa.
So?
So that someone wants to buy it.
Oh, okay. Rick, could you serve that couple sitting in the hammock there while I move the body?
Thanks. No, Peter. Peter.
Hey, look. There's a big fight down the street. Man and a woman going at it with a hammer and saw. Come on, everybody.
Hey, where's everyone going?
Looks like the quibblings are at it again.
You must have had 100 people here. Yeah, how'd we do, Maria?
Well, we did well on the bar and cigarette sales. The kids sold 2 pots of stew. All we have left is the slow cooker, the crepe maker, the juicer, and the popcorn maker.
Well, you guys did really well.
Thank God.
Yeah, Maria owes Avon and Mary Kay so much money, if we don't pay up, they'll send someone around to repossess her face.
Big loss. Hmm. Hey, buddy, wake up. The street sale's over.
What's that?
You dragged your freezer out just for your bar?
We're trying to sell it. No takers.
This thing is in good shape.
Yeah, that's what everybody said, but no one was able to move it.
How much?
$200.
$200 for this freezer and no one wanted it?
No one. Sober.
$200.
Well, that's what we paid for it.
$200?
Got it at a police auction.
You could fill us with bargain foodstuffs, bulk items, you know, buy in volume.
Oh, it'll hold 200 TV dinners.
You calculated that?
That's what I kept in it.
Oh.
Can't afford to fill it again.
Gee, we could save a fortune, I'll take it, all right?
Oh, nah, I don't think you want this.
No, hang on, Peter. I'll go talk to Linda, all right?
Well, yeah, but Rick...
I'll be right back. $200, all right? You'll take a check?
Well, yeah, but Rick, you should... I'm gonna have to tell him.
Then he won't buy it.
Yeah, but Maria...
Peter, it is a perfectly good freezer, and it's big.
And Rick knows a bargain.
And Linda can fill it with her baking.
Well, they don't have to know what was in it before.
The past is dead and buried.
Yeah.
Sure. And if he asks, you tell him the truth.
If he asks.
If he asks.
Careful. Mind the door frame.
Little Linda was really keen, huh?
Yeah, in the Eaton's catalog, a freezer this size, this model, $900 or more.
Watch it, there.
She's ordering a side of beef from this discount meat place.
Yeah.
Great. This is a steal for $200.
That's all we paid.
At a police auction.
Yeah.
Come my way, mind the door. How come so cheap?
Oh, someone hinted maybe there's a funny story about this freezer.
Can you go back an inch?
Yeah, there.
Okay, I'll back down the stairs.
You got the heavy end?
Yeah, I got it. What kind of funny story?
Oh, you know, like maybe a murder a long time ago, and maybe it wasn't solved till last year. So, freezer was sort of evidence at a trial. Okay, back down slowly. Tell me if you need to stop.
So what's this funny story?
Oh, yeah, you see, the dead body of the guy who was murdered was sort of frozen in this freezer.
Darn, something's on the step. The slow cooker. Who left it on the stairs? What now?
Popcorn maker.
Oh, great.
There's a crepe maker on the next step down.
Not a hell with them all. Let's get down these stairs.
Okay. I'm putting down my end. Okay, Rick. Rick, I said, okay, drop your end. Drop your end. It's pinching my fingers. Rick!
A body in this freezer?
Yeah.
A dead body?
Well, it's not in it now.
How long was it in it for?
Well, maybe around only 5 years.
5 years?
Oh, but that's what they estimated from the freezer burns.
Oh, Jesus!
Oh, don't do that.
Get it out. Get it out of my house.
You may have broken it.
My God, there was a dead body in here?
Almost a one.
What?
Well, the body was cut up into pieces using a bandsaw. I mean, the guy who did it was a little weird.
A little? Is that the guy, the postman, who lived with the raccoons?
Oh, you remember him.
Oh, gross! This was the freezer he used? Oh, Peter, how could you?
Well, you were so happy, and I like to see you happy, because you have such a hard time being happy, and you're always finding fault with everything. So When I saw your chubby little face light up, I said...
Yeah, let's so wreck the freezer with the dead body in it.
No, Maria said that. I just said the money will come in handy.
I want this out. I want my money back.
Money's gone.
Money's gone? I gave you a check 10 minutes ago. $200 gone?
Yeah, we're like that funny.
Huh? Peter?
Rick, are you in the basement?
Oh, God. Yes, doll.
Don't say a word.
Oh, hi, Peter.
Linda.
Rick, honey, if I order half a cow... Oh, my, this is big. Oh, that'll hold quite a bit, won't it?
Yeah.
Look, see, this pamphlet doesn't explain. If we buy half a cow for this freezer, is it going to be a cow that's cut exactly in half? And are they going to leave the eyes in?
Well, no, I think...
Well, okay, but look, and how do you cut it when you want it and it's frozen? How do you cut the...
No, they cut it into pieces. It comes butchered.
Oh, good.
You know, Linda, seeing it here now, I'm thinking it's so big, let's keep it out back on the deck.
What? Oh, no, it fits just perfectly between my gems and my ionized dehumidifier.
Yeah, but outside saves energy in the winter.
I want it inside.
We want to save. We'll see if we can do that, you know.
You can do that. Leave it right there.
We'll try.
Rick, leave it right there.
Linda, I just think...
Rick, I'm going to order the meat now.
Right, let's get it out. Out.
I want it inside.
Oh, God. All right. God, what a mess.
It's been cleaned out. You can scrub it out again.
I'm not talking about that mess.
Where are your outlets down here?
Give me that. I'll plug it in.
And there you got a freezer.
Freezer from Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, why are you so down on this? You're always down about everything. Lighten up, huh? It works.
It worked for 5 years.
Don't remind me.
It's clean.
It had a body in it.
A dead body, I might add, that was so well frozen by this very freezer that the pathologist was able to reassemble it for burial.
Oh, please.
Well, the pieces were neatly wrapped and sealed.
Oh, please.
He had one of those Decasonic vacuum sealer things.
If this is supposed to convince me to keep it, it's not working, Peter.
Okay. I ordered the meat. It'll be here first thing on Monday.
Oh, no.
Oh, isn't that fast? The man I called, he said it was a special. You ordered half a cow and 10 chickens, and he'll give you an extra 10 chickens and a whole pig.
Dead?
Oh, gee. I never asked. Oh, for $700, they ought to be.
Seven?
Well, it would have cost $1,400 at the store. Oh, aren't you happy now? Oh, isn't saving money funny?
Oh, a laugh riot.
He said that the pieces are all neatly wrapped and sealed. He uses one of those Decasonic...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we know.
So, come on, plug it in.
We did.
Well, if you're going to go out, will you pick up a pilot light? That was burned out.
Pilot light?
What are you doing?
Shh. Listen. It's not making any noise.
Oh, freezers don't make noise. Fridges make a noise.
Freezers do, too. They make freezer noises. The pilot light is dead because this freezer is dead.
Well, maybe the fuse is dead.
The fuse isn't dead.
Well, you dropped your end. Maybe that broke something.
Oh, sure, Peter. Blame me. You ripped me off.
Well, not intentionally.
I have most of old McDonald's farm coming on Monday and no freezer that works. And even if this freezer did work, I wouldn't want to put any of my food in the freezer that had a cadaver in it.
Don't panic. Maybe it takes a while to kick in. Feels sort of cool.
Oh, I can't handle this. It's 5 o'clock Saturday and the stores are closing. I don't have time to buy another freezer. I don't have the money to buy another freezer. My life is coming to an end and it's your fault.
Hey. There you go, getting down again. Don't worry. Peter's here.
Oh, God.
Look. We yank the back off. We see what needs replacing or repairing, and then we'll zip down to Himmler's Hardware and get what we need, and I'll pay, okay?
All right. But remember, this freezer has already had one body in it.
Fair enough.
Have a nice day. Man, I love hardware. A few so damn indispensable.
Hank, we need a...
Everyday people coming to me with their problems, and I solve them. Stuff what's stuck, glued, twisted, stained, I can help.
Mr. Himmler.
And I don't mind saying I've patched up the odd rough marriage with a bucket of paint and a roll of paper. Now what can I do for you boys?
Hank, we're in a pinch.
And you're in a pinch.
I'm in a pinch.
Yeah.
I need a new one of these, some kind of coil.
It was a spring before you snapped it off. Now it's a coil.
What's this little bugger off of?
A freezer.
Ah. refrigeration, the final frontier.
Huh?
Fridges, freezers, air conditioners, they never fail to spoil a perfect week. I can't touch them, can't fix them. I can only sell them.
How do you mean?
Why do 9 out of 10 tradesmen hate me?
Because you're such a know-it-all,
because
son of a...
Because I put them out of work. If you don't want to hire a plumber, what do you do? You come to Himmler's hardware store, ask Hank Himmler here how it's done, and buy the pipes. Oh. Don't want to hire an electrician? Come to me. Ask how it's done and buy the wire. Yeah. I can tell you anything you need to know about carpentry, bathroom tiles, doors, roofing. We've cracked them all. We know every secret. We know everything. Everything but refrigeration. That's why we call it the final frontier. Hell, I don't know what Freon is. All I know is you can't hit it with a hammer, and I wouldn't sell a compressor to half the men that walk in here. Thermostats, coils. It's all voodoo. Nobody knows about that stuff except the guys in refrigeration. They're worse than the Masons. Well, that's why they call it the final frontier.
Is it okay if I get all upset and ticked off at you now, Peter?
Well, I got your lawnmowers, paint, light bulbs.
We need a bulb.
Well, no problemo. What size?
This. It's the pilot light from the freezer.
Ah, well, there you see again. Damn refrigeration.
Oh, great.
All I got is the lights for the inside that come on when you open the door.
So there's nothing you can do.
No, no. Hope you didn't have too much food in her when she blew.
Food's coming Monday.
A whole truckload.
Ooh, you are in a real bind.
Peter's in a real bind.
I'll think of something. Thanks, Himmler.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, now, you be sure to come back. You come back and tell me how it all turned out, okay?
All right.
Someone must know something. Someday... somewhere, hardware will cross the final frontier.
Rick, there's no answer. I can't cancel the meet.
Great. Just great.
And no one will repair a freezer after 6?
Wonderful. Great and wonderful, and together it's all fantastic. Joy to the world, oh, bliss. Linda, I want to get rid of it.
Well, of course we'll get rid of it. I mean, if you can't fix it...
If I fix it, I want to get... Anyone home?
We're in the living room, Peter.
Did I hear someone say they need a freezer repairman? Peter does it again. Get this. Every Saturday night, I come here to watch the hockey game.
But you canceled that?
Canceled it permanently.
So, I go down to the cedar rail. I'm sitting there watching the big screen, having a beer, waiting for Lorna to dance. And that's when I met Reg.
Reg! Oh, well, when you're done that, come on in here.
This guy will fix your freezer.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Reg, this is Rick and Linda.
Hi, Reg.
You remember Reg? He was passed out on my soul bed this morning.
You fix freezers.
Stuff animals.
Oh, I'm sorry?
No, Reg here fixes freezers, uh-huh. And he's a part-time taxidermist. Have I got that right, Reg?
Hi.
Hello.
Reg?
Hi.
Well, it looks like you've had a very busy day.
No.
Oh, but your clothes are so dirty, I just thought.
Dirty.
Reg, you go downstairs, Reg. Reg, go to it. It's downstairs.
Peter.
What?
Look, he smells.
Peter, he was leering at my wife.
Look, he's here. He'll fix it. I'll pay, okay?
You'll pay?
Yeah.
What's the angle?
No angle. I'm genuinely sorry.
Okay. Boy, is he right. I'll get the air purifier.
I sold it at the yard sale.
Figures.
Mom! Tell Daddy to shut the bathroom door!
That's not me!
Any beer?
No, Reg! We won't give him any, and that way he'll want to get back to the rail to watch Lorna's last dance.
Great, he can stuff her.
So, Reg, how's it looking, bud?
Is this Jem?
Yes, that is Jem. That's my wife.
Yeah, that's Jem. Maybe you shouldn't have opened that up.
I'm hungry.
Okay, then. Tell you what. You fix this unit up, and I'll buy you a hot plate at the rail. Deal? Reg?
Listen, maybe you want to come back tomorrow and...
I can't. I only got a day pass.
Day pass? From where? Hey.
Done.
What's that?
It's fixed.
What's that noise?
Freezer noise.
Oh, no, freezers don't make noises, Reg. A fridge, maybe, but...
Who's paying?
I'm buying you dinner, remember?
Well, that's for labor. This is parts. $80.
What parts? You didn't put in parts.
80? Gee, you haven't been here 5 minutes, Reg. And, I mean, Lorna doesn't dance for 20 minutes, so...
Done?
Yeah, but... Well, don't you put the back panel on at least?
All I got is 40. Rick?
I'm not paying until he fixes the wheat noise.
You, got a daughter?
What?
Them panties over there hanging up to dry. It won't fit your wife. You got a daughter?
A sister, and she's a nun. Here, my last 40. So much for saving money.
Thank you.
Do I get a receipt, Reg? Reg? Yoo-hoo, Reg, does this have a warranty?
Let's go. Lorna's dancing.
Yeah, sure, Reg. You go jump in the cab and roll down the windows. I'll be out in a minute.
So, hockey tonight? I mean, now that you're all set. Set? Who's set? A felon just cased my house, sized my wife for underwear, stank up my basement, and punched out my freezer and only charged me $40. He didn't even fix the pilot light. How am I supposed to know if the thing is still working?
Just listen.
Peter? In the basement. Just checking the freezer.
Oh, Rick.
I'm just checking out the freezer, Linda.
Are you talking to it again?
I don't talk to it.
Yes, you do, Rick. You talk to it every day. Yesterday, I heard you saying, come on, boy, don't let us down, and the steaks are still frozen. Attaboy.
Linda, we've got $1,400 worth of meat in here.
It's $700.
$1,400 retail. All those T-bones, sirloin tips, pork chops, ground round, and ham hocks, and loins, and rumps, and necks, and gizzards, and bacon, and wieners, and ribs. And what's all that white stuff in the bag?
Tripe.
Oh, gross.
We have saved $700, Rick.
We've gambled $700.
Rick, the freezer has run fine all week long. It has run just fine. I heard you tell it so after dinner.
Well, I can't take this pressure, not knowing. The uncertainty factor is too high for me. I want to get rid of it.
What are you talking about?
Linda, we bought this freezer to help us save money, and so far we've spent $900.
Rick?
The stress of saving money is going to kill me. As well as that, appliances don't run on air. They need electricity, and you have to keep it full. It's more efficient when it's full, right? More expense.
Okay.
And what about the microwave? Remember that? $500 to save money? Yeah, reheat leftovers, they said. Okay, we said. We had to have a special shelf built, and then we had to buy special microwavable dishes.
Rick,
and the fridge wasn't big enough to hold the extra leftovers and the new resealable containers we bought, so we had to buy a new fridge, larger fridge.
Oh, please.
And then using the microwave more means the stove is never used. And if you can afford the payments on the money-saving devices, then you have to worry about some pug breaking in and stealing everything. So we need expensive insurance. More money spent. Why? Saving money. Not to mention repairs and service.
Linda,
I want you to get a glass of milk. I heard a noise I've never heard from the fridge before. It was like a ning, 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 ning. What is that? Is that going to cost us money? Or what's this? What is that coming from the freezer?
I don't know.
And you know the burners on the stove are going slower than they used to.
The burners?
I timed them. You know, Dahl, the caveman had it so easy. Just kill it, cook it, and eat it. You don't have a pilot light on a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh, come on.
And no one cares if he has a dead body, you know.
Rick?
I don't know, Linda. I guess I'm no good at dealing with death.
What death? What are you talking about?
Honey, there's a funny story about this freezer.
Oh, funny story? Well, what kind of funny story? I could use a good laugh.
Well, this was from a police auction.
Uh-huh.
It was evidence. Okay, so there was this postman, see, and he liked raccoons.
Uh-huh.
He was...
Yeah?
Hi. We have to move the freezer out of my house. Now.
Now? Oh, but Letterman just started. Paul Simon's on it.
Right now.
Oh, you told Linda.
Yeah. She says as soon as I move it out of the house and scrub the basement, she'll come down from the attic.
I'll get some pants on.
Yeah, thanks.
One more. Come on, look, it'll be better to have the freezer on the back deck here. During the winter, you'll save a bundle.
We won't have it that long. Linda's ordering a new one. She won't have this in the house, but we have nowhere else to keep all this meat. Some people invest in gold, here. I invest in meat.
Here.
How much for saving money? Any more?
No, the last of the chicken.
Thanks. Stash these and then we can go back to bed.
If Linda doesn't let you back in, you can stay at my place.
You're not at the top of her list right now either, but thanks for the help, Peter.
Oh, hey, you got a problem. Don't worry. Peter's here.
I know, but I've been a real prig lately. It's not all your fault.
That's okay. Look, I'm glad you asked for my help. I mean, it's nice to be needed.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll plug her in.
Yeah, beside the lawn chair there.
Oh, there it is. There.
In the dark, it even looks like a coffin.
Well, meat is meat.
Oh, please.
Linda. Honey. All clear. Did you move it?
Yes, honey.
Is it plugged in?
Yes.
It's all set up, Linda.
Good night.
Good night, Rick.
Yeah, good night. And, thanks, man.
Oh, anytime. Hockey tomorrow night? Tonight?
Yeah, okay. I'll see you, what, 8?
Yeah, 8. See you then.
See you. Why do we bother? First period and they're down by 4.
Any more steak?
Plenty, and help yourself to pork and chicken. And take some meat home with you, would you?
When's your new freezer coming?
It won't be delivered for 3 days.
Well, at the rate that the meat is thawing out.
Oh! Jeez.
Look, at the rate that meat's thawing out, I'd say almost half of it will still be frozen by then.
Yeah, well, that still means 300 pounds of meat to be eaten in the next week. What am I going to do?
Well, maybe you should have another street sale. I mean, I could set up the bar.
You know, I set out to save money. I wanted to save money. And I think at one point I was saving an awful lot, wasn't I?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I bet you saved enough money on that first freezer to cover the cost of the meat.
Run that by me again?
Well, you bought the used freezer from me for $200. Would it cost $900 to get a new one just like it?
Right.
So you saved yourself $700 right there, and that paid for your meat.
So why do I owe Visa $1,600 for a new freezer and another meat order?
That's where I get lost.
More chops, more sausage, more tripe.
No more tripe for me. Thanks, doll.
No, thank you. This is really swell, Linda.
Prop shelf, Maria, over the sink.
Yum, yum, Rick. More steak tartare.
She grunted at me.
She likes you better than she likes me.
Ah, don't worry. She'll thaw out, too.
When the new freezer comes, you want the old freezer back? You can get that guy to fix it up, you know.
What's his name? No, not Ridge. No.
Ridge?
Ridge won't be back for 6 months or so.
What?
Well, there seems there were a lot of cats going missing in this one neighborhood.
Do I want to hear this story?
Funny story?
No, thanks, Pete.
No, really?
I don't want to hear it.
You have been listening to Those People Across the Street.
Written and performed by Rick Green and Peter Wildman.
With special guests Kathy Gallant, Keith Hampshire, and Maria Vakratsis.
Sound effects by Kathy Perry.
Technical production, Bob Lackey. Next week's episode, Death by Weed Whacker.
Those People Across the Street was produced by David Milligan.
This is CBC Radio.